This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of people flooded the heart of the Belarus capital of Minsk on Friday in a show of anger over a brutal police crackdown this week on peaceful protesters that followed a disputed election. The demonstrations came as authorities sought to ease rising public fury by freeing at least 2,000 people who were jailed after earlier demonstrations. Factory workers marched across the city shouting, "Go away," in a call for authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko to resign after 26 years of iron-fisted rule that was extended in an election Sunday that protesters denounced as rigged. Friday's crowds grew to more than 20,000. The president, alleging a foreign-backed plot to destabilize the country, has dismissed the demonstrators as criminals and unemployed. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Iran is the world's leading promoter of terrorism and must not be allowed to buy or sell weapons with other countries.
We ask nations to urge the U.N. Security Council to renew the arms embargo on Tehran. We can't allow the world's biggest state sponsor of terrorism to buy and sell weapons. I mean, that's just nuts.
Pompeo's remarks came before a U.N. vote on whether to extend the Iranian arms embargo. The secretary's remarks came after he met with the International Atomic Energy Agency director, Rafael Grossi, and before a U.N. Security Council vote in New York on a U.S. resolution to indefinitely extend the arms embargo on Iran. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations says the death toll from last week's massive explosion in Beirut has risen to nearly 180, with an estimated 6,000 people injured and at least 30 missing. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
The UN's Humanitarian Affairs Agency said in its report that the explosion has affected operations at six hospitals, up from an initial three, and damaged more than 20 clinics in the parts of Beirut worst hit by the blast. It still isn't known what caused the fire that ignited nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate stored in Beirut's port. But documents have emerged in the wake of the explosion that show the country's top leadership and security officials were aware of the chemicals being stored in the city port. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The Afghan government has begun releasing the last Taliban prisoners from a final batch of 400 who the militants want freed before they agree to start peace negotiations. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
80 of the militants were released on Thursday. There were disagreements over the release of the prisoners, including some accused of participating in some of the country's bloodiest attacks, which has delayed negotiations for months. President Ashraf Ghani issued a decree on Monday to release the final batch of hardcore prisoners after consulting a grand assembly of community leaders known as a lawyer jirga. The Taliban did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but they have previously said they would sit down for peace talks with the U.S.-backed government within a week of the last prisoner's release. The Taliban agreed to power-sharing talks under the deal struck with the United States in February on withdrawal of its troops in exchange for Taliban security guarantees.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Americans were out making purchases again in July. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
People bought more appliances and clothing as retail sales rose 1.2% last month, back to their level before the coronavirus pandemic erupted. Sales at retail stores and restaurants have now risen for three straight months, but that followed enormous plunges in March and April. Much of the spending since has been fueled by government relief payments that have now expired. Retail sales include only about a third of all consumer spending. The rest involves services such as haircuts, gym memberships, movie tickets, and hotel rooms, all of which have yet to recover. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.